Yeah, I think we made a lot of Yomiyas. Bereyom Rishon, first day of the Maimed, right? The Maimed, is, of course, was when they got together in their cities and in Yerushalayim. Each week a different group to correspond to the Kohanim were sacrificing the Korban. So they would lay in every day. They would actually fast every day, but they would accept, actually I shouldn't say every day. They would fast every day except for Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. Okay? So they would lay in every day as well. By Yom Rishon, on Sunday, even though they wouldn't fast, they would lay in Korban Bereishis, they would read Bereishis in the Hirokia. But Sheni, they would read, that's the first 2 days. But Sheni, Yirakia and Yikova Maim, the second and third day. Barshlishi Yikova Maim Yimoros, the third and fourth day. Barvi Yimoros Yishtu Maim, the fourth and fifth day. Barchamish Yishtu Maim Vatotze Arts, the fifth and sixth day. Barshishi Vatotze Arts, the Yichula Shemaim, the sixth and seventh day. Barz Cholzvam. Parsha Gedolah was a long parsha. Kornis Abishtaim, we divide into two aliyas. Uktan, a small parsha, b'yochin, an individual would read it. B'shachris, b'musaf, u'b'mincha. Sorry, b'shachris, u'b'musaf. That was in shachris and musaf. They would lay in this. U'b'mincha, nichnas, b'korin al p'm, and in mincha time, they would read it b'al peh, b'korin as a shema, as if they were reading shema. So, Erev Shabbos, b'mincha, loyu nichnas, b'mnei kovar Shabbos. Erev Shabbos and Fridays, they would not go in to Mincha to lane because of Kovach Shabbos. There's no time. Kol yom sheyesh bo halo, any day that was halo, ain bo maimed shachris. There's no maimed even in the morning. Korban musaf. There's no maimed specifically in the morning. Sorry. Korban musaf. The day in which there's no which there's a korban musaf. There's no ne'ilah. Ain bo ne'ilah. There's no. Now again, it means there's no laning at ne'ilah of the Maimed. The carbonates in the day in which they used to say, bring wood sacrifices, something we're going to discuss. Abel Mincha, there's no laning by Mincha, Divi Rabbi Akiva. Amalo Ben Aziz said, Kachi Rabbi Yeshua Shonezu, where Yeshua used to learn, Kar Musaf, a day which was no Kar Musaf, Abel Mincha, there's no Mincha, but Ne'ila there is. A day which is Carbon Eitzim, Abel Ne'ila, there's no Ne'ila, and there's no Mincha either. Because Rabbi Akiva Liyoshonek Adivir Ben Azai, Rabbi Akiva eventually came around to the position of Ben Azai, and Mars is going to explain what exactly is going on with when we lane and where we didn't lane. So actually, we used to lane in the time of the Maimon 4 times a day: Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. Okay, they used to lane 4 times, corresponding to their, and every week they used to do the same laning for the Mamodos. This is a special thing having to do with the Takana de Rabbanan about the Yisraelim standing over the Korbanos which are being brought by the Beis Hamikdash. Yes.
The Rabbi Akiva here is changing his opinion based upon the opinion of his Talmud, Rabbi Yeshua.
Which was a contemporary. Benazai was.
He wasn't contemporary, but he was also. I thought he was considered.
No, I don't. No, no. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, and Gamliel, Rabbi. They were all Talmidim. Tamid the Chaverim of Rabbi Loz Ben Horkanus. But they're all on the same level.
Wow.
Yeah, they're all the same. Okay?
Now, when they talk about Musaf, what Musaf are we talking about? Rosh Chodesh?
Well, yeah, day when it was Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, something like that, would be a day which Musaf, Chanukah is a Musaf. Okay, Rabbi Chuna Amar Omer, Sholosh Kurisha B'Teira. When we have 3 people getting aliyus to Torah, lo yivchasu miyasar psukim, they shouldn't relay less than 10 psukim each one. Chizki amar kenegra aseres adibros. Where we get 10 psukim corresponding to aseres adibros. I don't know if this is in the Bible. I do not remember it certainly. But then we now ask. Well, wait a minute. But then we learn b'yom rishon brachos v'yirakia. And the first day you read brachos and v'yirakia. That's the first two.
On the side it says Megillah.
No, the Knegat Aseres HaDibros, I don't remember. It corresponds to Aseres HaDibros.
Oh.
But it could be there too. I haven't learned Megillah in a long time. V'atei b'yom rishon brachos v'yirakia, v'leis b'nei otim naya. There are only 8 psukim in the first 2 days. So I can get up to 10. So Rabbi Idi Amar Ispaugun. There's a machlokas between Kana v'asa. These 2 people argued. Chadera once said, Chayzer, you repeat 2 psukim. He cut two psukim in half. Now, how do you cut a pasuk in half? Yeah, but how do you cut it in half? What makes half a pasuk? What makes it cut in half? The same definition don't really speak about it. Shari Torah, Eretz Yisrael speaks about it. How do you cut a pasuk in half? What does it mean, cut in half? You're not making a hefsek in the middle of the pasuk. Do you understand the problem? In laning, how do you make akar? Just by the trop? Every pasuk has a snachta dance. Every pasuk is two psukim, right? So he says the maturgamon would stop it in the middle and translate. It was about kur would stop and the maturgamon would translate. That's what would cut the pasuk in half. Normally, read a pasuk and the maturgamon translates afterwards. This time he would translate it immediately after the snachta. Okay? So, manamar chayzer, he who says chayzer shnei psukim. You repeat two psukim. Manamar chayzer, he says vayir vayvoki pasuk neatzma. In the first 2 days of vayir vayvoki yom echad vayir vayvoki yom sheni, they're only half of a pasuk. There's a half of a pasuk before them. So therefore, you divide the pasuk in half and you make the vayir vayvoki yom echad a pasuk by itself. Ask the Mira of Vatin that we learn B'Sheni Yerokia Yikovu Amayim. It says by the second day you read Yerokia Yikovu Amayim, and there there's also say Machlokas Chana Marachos, and one says you go back, but Chana Marachot Yichliyot says you cut it. That's okay, so you repeat two psukim, that's fine. Even if you cut in half, only the pasuk by the second day is one which you can cut in half, because part of it is text and part of it is vayir vayivok yom sheni. But the pasuk end of yom shlishi, it's all one long pasuk, so you can't split in half. So how do you get ten psukim? Hey, see, Rabbi Pilipa Bar Prito, come Rabbi Zira. So Rabbi Pilipa Bar Prito asked Rabbi Zira, big deal, we find precedent for reading 9 psukim. Rabbi Parsha Samolik, Parsha Samolik on Purim is 9 psukim. Amolik said, Chani, that's different. She's Sidur Shoyom, that is the entire episode of the day, and therefore it's self-contained. But here, the question is, how we make do with 9 psukim on the second day of the Maimon. Hey, see, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Maron, come Rabbi Yonah. We don't answer that question. Rabbi Lezer, Maron went up to ask another question. Come Rabbi Yonah, Father Yonah, Votrani, didn't we learn? I'm after you, Menavi, some reads Navi, leave close me to Chopal Psukim. You shouldn't read less than 21 Psukim. Now that's difficult, because 21 Psukim means 3 for each Ola. Corresponding to 3 for each Ola, and there are 7 Aliyahs of Job, so 21 Psukim, right? But he says, if every 3 olim have to read 10 psukim, when you get an aliyah, when the aliyah sits 3, 3, 4, or any other configuration thereof, so actually, in the minimum amount of psukim per person is 3, 3, 4, and there are 7 olim, so it's really 3, 3, 4, 3, 3, 4, and 3, which means instead of having to read 21 psukim, how many should have to read? 23 psukim. Okay, and the Baal Yerushalmi doesn't answer it. Now, if it's up to me, I would answer it. I would say you only need 10 psukim if you're doing less. 10 psukim is a minimum, but once you go above that, it could be a multiple of 3. But the Yerushalmi doesn't answer the question. I'm sure that's the Yerushalmi would have answered.
What about where there's 9 psukim? What about just repeating one of the psukim?
Yeah, but according to Madam Rechotech, we didn't understand according to the opinion which holds cut in half. You still don't have enough. That was a problem. Tani, Achim Mishma, Yisani B'chol Yom. They would fast every day except, as I said, Sunday and Friday. B'sheni yu misanim, and each day they would fast as something else corresponding to the day. B'sheni on Monday, so yu misanim, they would fast on Farshi Yom, people who went down to sea, sailors, right? Because it says, V'yom re'lokim al yirakim b'tzalchamayim, the sea separation water. Oh, water is fast on sailors. B'shlishi on Tuesday, yu misanim, yu atzid loch, and they would fast on wayfarers, because V'yom re'lokim yukovu amayim t'alzishmayim, Hashem created dry land. Oh, wayfarers go on land. They shouldn't die of Askara. Why? Vayomer Elokim mihi moros. Hashem said, moros, we read maoros, me'eros. See, me'eros is a plague, and the most common child of plague at the time was this Askara. But Chamishi on Thursday, Yom Misani, on more birds, they would fast on pregnant ladies. Shelo yiblu lo yapilu, that they shouldn't have miscarriages. Vav menekos, and on nursing ladies, shelo yimusu b'nein, that their children should not die. Because v'yam elokim yishitzu nefesh, sheretz nefesh chayo. That's the time when living souls are created. Tani b'lad lo yimisani lo be'erev Shabbos, we're fasting on Friday, v'lo motzoi Shabbos, nor on Sunday, b'nei kovet ha-Shabbos, because the honor of Shabbos. Tani, we learn, it's a fascinating halacha. Truly fascinating. Sanhedrin do lo yisani misani imorim. Sanhedrin fasted the mamodos. That's more what. Sanhedrin choy lusas b'chol yoy. Can all of a sudden remember the Sanhedrin have to fast all day? They're never going to take the job. Are they crazy? So rather, mechalkin ayuatan abati ovos. They used to divide themselves into like the belte ovos of the climb. They used to take turns fasting. I don't know if it was one a day or three a day or 10 a day, but they used to take turns. Not everybody fast every day. Okay? Says the Gemara.
Therefore, the Sanhedrin would do the same.
What?
And how would that?
Yeah. The Sanhedrin would take the 70 of them and divide them themselves. So there would not every, there was a Torah Nut.
But it doesn't mean that in order to be selected from the Sanhedrin, you had to be from different batei of. So
No. It's just kaviyochel, similar. Okay. Says we don't fast for two purposes. Now, I've never heard this halacha really expounded upon, but the Gemara Yerushalmi is very serious about this. Yerushalmi says, how do we know that? Because it says, for the tzuma and the vag, we will fast, and the vag shemil can we ask for a God, al zois, one thing. Mercy to supplicate from the before the God of heaven. Allah's the dinah on this day, on the secret of this. In other words, in one thing at a time, not in two things. Rabbi Chagai B'Shem Bezira said, however, there's an exception. Shema Yushneidvor, we have this early in Masechta. Yushneidvor, Tiros Kushomi, Guvai, if there are two things like lack of rainfall and locusts, Masheen and land, they can make a trua and fast immediately. Why? Because they both have to do with lack of food. So even though there are different reasons for it, they both do with lack of food, you can fast for both simultaneously. Rabbi Chagai, but interestingly, based on previous Gemara, Rabbi Chagai, when you go out to a fast, have Omer, your command, he used to say in front of the gathered multitudes, my brethren, even though we got many tzores, some things never change, right? So we're only fasting for the one for which we came for. Because you fast one fast per tzorah, or one tzorah per fast.
It's almost like the version of Ein Marv and Simcha B'Simcha, just like the reverse of it.
Yeah, it dilutes the anguish or whatever it is. That's right.
Again, Yerushalmi is using Ksuvim to learn halacha.
Oh, well, big deal. That's for Yerushalmi, it's no big deal. Masis Raimeir. Now, I'm just like Raimeir.
The reason why they're using Ksuvim is because this is not a real Isser. This is just like a.
That's true, it's the Rabbanans anyway, since it's all Tanisim and the Rabbanans. Raimeir Omar. Rameir said, "Mispalim v'kor." Our mission is like Rameir. The Rameir Omar, Masis Rameir. The Rameir Omar, the Tapel Chab Beis Ma. Mispalim v'kor Mispalim. Every time you dive in on a ma'ibut, you lane a lane. Mispalim v'kor Mispalim v'kor. I read it wrong. You lane, you dive, you lane, you dive, you lane, you dive, you lane. In other words, every time you dive, you lane. Ram Krabana Mispalim v'kor Mispalim v'ochem. Agur Agurin Rabban and Armish Lan Agur Rabban. Ramon only lean once a day. To remind, but also you only lean once a day. In the morning, that's enough. So now, getting back to the Mishnah, it says, Hada Musa Fieshba. It sounds like our Mishnah that even a day when you cancel the Ila, like a day which is Korban 18, you cancel the laning by Mila, by Mincha, but the Musa, there is laning. See, there are Mayor, our Mishnah, there are Mayor, there are Mayor, Mayor, Spalim, Korin, and Mispalim Korin, obviously you can lane multiple times of the day. East Tani Tani Michlev, to those who learned the Mishnah the other way, that the Korban Eitzim does not have, by when you bring Korban Eitzim, you do not say laning in Musa, but you do in Mincha. And but when you bring Korban Musaf, then you do not say neither by Musaf nor by Mincha, which is the opposite of our Mishnah, which gave more of a distraction to Korban Eitzim, that you shouldn't have to say on a day like that the laning more than once or more than twice. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yachav Shem Yasa said Yasa Kamas Nisan, that the Korban Eitzim is more of a distraction. So it says why? I'm Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Simon said it should be really suvra de kisam. In other words, the heaviness of the trees and the having the care of the trees makes you distracted, so they don't have to have mincha or neila. Okay, Rabbi. Now Amrei Mana said different shot. When you have musaf, you don't say mamados. You don't say the landing because you neisus rosh chodesh. You gotta go eat rosh chodesh meal. So it seems even the people of a maimad on rosh chodesh were not fast the whole day. They're going to eat the meal at some point. Okay, so since they had to go eat the meal, so they had to be Makatzer and Davening, leave out a couple of leanings. Says Gemara, Rabbi Lezer comes to explain that he likes Rabbi Mona's reason better. Rabbi Mona's reason, which he said, that has to do with Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, is better than the reason Rabbi Simon gave, which has to do with the heaviness of the wood. Because Hashem called Tanim Chaver, Rosh Chodesh is more prevalent than Korban Eitzim. So therefore, we say that the reason why you have to push off the meals is because of Rosh Chodesh. The reason you have to push off the laning is because of the meal of Rosh Chodesh. And not so he doesn't focus so much on the wood, which was not a regular occurrence. Okay? Kraya Messiah Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the apostle which assists Rabbi Yochanan, they didn't have Rabbi Yochanan until now. I skipped the one, or I didn't explain it properly. Rabbi Lez said, Al Kshem called Tadim Rechaveir, Kodim Rechaveir, means that since Rosh Chodesh is more prevalent, I didn't skip it, I explained it, but not sufficiently. Rabbi Lez said, since Rosh Chodesh is more prevalent, so therefore, Rosh Chodesh is more of a reason to push a parshias and laning than is the heaviness of the wood. Now, Kroyim is saying Rabbi Yochanan, Pasuk Rabbi Yochanan. What Rabbi Yochanan said, we don't know yet, but we sure know that we have Pasuk to help him out. He's going to appear in a minute. Kroyim is saying Rabbi Yochanan, Vayi Mochres HaKodesh HaSheni. It says, on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, Shaul made a meal. Right? Remember that? And David didn't show up? So we see that 2 days Rosh Chodesh, even back then. So in Tamar Train Yachin Abba, if you're going to say maybe it was two separate Rosh Chodesh, two separate months, then Mohak Siv Madul Abba Ben Yishai Ben Gam Tol Ganayim Alechem. It says why Ben Yishai come both yesterday and today. So therefore we see that even in the times when there was when the Mishkan and the Mikdash, it's still possible to have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Amrechir Barba Rabbi Yochanan Mefakil Lekish Lekufra. Rabbi Yochanan used to command the people of Beis Knesses in Kufra, which is in Tveria. Sachum, which means pay attention. Mea, go into the Suda Rosh Chodesh, Adu Itmam, Ayumam, while it's still daytime, Vatun Armin, Zmanim Vibura, and you're going to Chaparai with Suda Rosh Chodesh, both the time, meaning the 30th day of the month, which even Chodesh Chaser is Rosh Chodesh, and Ibura, the 31st of the day of the month, which in its time, when the month is a Mali, is Rosh Chodesh. So the bottom line, after all said and done, what he's trying to say here is that that there are 2 days for Rosh Chodesh, and there are 2 days for Rosh Chodesh, or for that matter, Rosh Hashanah would be similar. 2 days for Rosh Chodesh are kind of an ancient thing, and the kind of an ancient thing because in reality, what the 2 days for Rosh Chodesh signify is not so much. The Gilgal Ephraim says, not so much that we're waiting, like most people say, we're waiting for Edom. In other words, we're waiting for Edom since it didn't come, so all right, so we'll make a Kodesh B'dievet. What it means is, even in the time of the Mekadosh HaPiyim, they always made Cheshbonus of when the new moon would be seen. And they knew very often that the 30th day was when the new moon should be seen. They were still committed to Edom, but they knew. So what did they do? Instead of making it Aleph, they made it first day Rosh Chodesh. And that then they had 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So actually, there's an understanding that it has to do with when the Edom came, when the Edom didn't come, but the Gilead of Friday says, no, actually it's with the Cheshbon. When the Cheshbon work out that this Rosh Chodesh, even though they couldn't make a Rosh Chodesh unless the Edom came, they still wouldn't make it Rosh Chodesh, and that's why way back in time, Shaul and David, they already were having 2 days Rosh Chodesh, right?
But the first day is still the last day of the previous month.
What?
The first day of that Rosh Chodesh is still the last
no.
day. It's the first day of the new month?
It's the first.
The second day was also Rosh Chodesh?
Oh, yeah, it's the last day of the new month. Yeah. Right. Like we do it. I messed up. Right. It's the last day of the old month. Because right. even though Cheshbon worked out, they still wouldn't make it the Rosh Chodesh officially unless Edom came that day. That's right. Okay, I apologize. You're right. Okay, says more further. Zman Atzei Kohanim Ba'am, the time of the Kohanim and the nation. Was Petisha 9 times a year they would bring wood. Becho Benisa Bnei Orach Ben Yehuda, they would bring wood. Besim Betamos Bnei David Ben Yehuda, they would bring wood. Chamisha Ba Bnei Parish Ben Yehuda, they would bring wood. Beshiva Bo 7th day of Ab Bnei Yehuda Da Ben Rechov. Basara Bo Bnei Sana Ben Binyamin. Chamisha Asar Bnei Zosu Ben Binyamin. Bimoyim, together with the people who brought a Chamisha Asar Ba'av, also Kwani Levim. The Chomisha to anybody didn't know what Shavuot is part of, they would always all bring on that day. Does anybody remember why Tu B'Av was picked as the cutoff date for wood?
That's something to do with the Karbanos. They stored the wood for the next year's Karbanos.
And after that day, what would happen to the wood? They wouldn't dry properly. So it would rot during the winter. Very good. So, yeah, no, that's not related to this. At least I don't think. Bnei Gon Ve'Ali, also people would steal blocks of wood. Bnei Gon Ve'Ali, people would bring piles of dates. Basrimbo, they would come on the 20th day of. Obviously, all the wood had to be chopped down before that, but they would come 20 days of. Bnei Pachas Mo Ben Yehuda, they would come Basrimbo Elu. And Bnei Adim Ben Yehuda Be'echo B'Tevis Shovenei Parish, and then we come back to Bnei Parish again. Be'echo B'Tevis Loya Maimed on the first day of Tevis, or Shkodesh Tevis, was known not Maimed at all, because they had all three Shoya Bo Halel, Korban Musaf, Ve'Korban Eitzim. So it was triple whammy day, and they would not have on that day, they would not have on the day any Maimed, any laning at all. I think in Chakras they could still have, but they wouldn't have in Musaf, in Mincha, and Eva. Okay? Says the more for the Maros Man Atzei Kohanim Ve'Aharon Limanos. Why are we mentioning this here? Why is this being related or enumerated? El B'Shosh Ol Yisrael Megolos, because we're not looking for the Golos. V'Lamotu Eitzim, they didn't find wood. B'Lishka, they didn't find wood to sacrifice the Karbonos in Lishka. V'Amdu Eilin, these guys got up and these not Eitzim Shatz, and they devoted wood from their own. When they gave it to the community, for that they used to make the Korban Tibur. So the Nevi among them made a condition, even if the office is full of wood, they should bring the wood on their own. And these guys got up, and they gave the wood first, whoever brought on the first day. Because they wanted the korbanos to be brought from their wood. I'm Rabbi Acharya. Said Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yosi.
We're talking about Shaul Yisrael Menegol at the time of Ezra.
Yeah. Is there a problem with that?
I don't understand why all the trees would have been chopped down.
No, there was no Eitzim in
Elishka. Were trees available?
No, they chopped down trees.
From their personal... It's not the Eitzim Shel Atzma. What is that?
Their own forest. At least they cut them down in the public forest. I don't know which one. What's, I know it sounds bothering you.
What's bothering me was
I misunderstood it initially. I thought it was really Roman times, and I was thinking about some article that guy Gedalia Ilon wrote. But then I saw, that's what bothered me.
He's dropping names.
No.
We don't even know who Gedalia Ilon is.
Oh, okay. Some guy who used to be Hebrew died. Some professor who uses the Rushalmi heavily to establish historical facts. And he makes little comments by the Gemara. He uses them to show that the Romans, that the fighting that the Romans did was very intense. That they destroyed everything in the land of Israel. And that's why.
Is he related to Menachem Elon?
No. No, this guy was not from at all.
Okay. Says more further. So the Chorazgoy of Rabbi Yossi says that Rabbi Yossi Ma'afa wrote to Bisnadim Shomarkinim. Anybody wants can give something to Beis HaMikdash. And here in this specific instance, Rabbi Yossi discusses talking about a person who watches the grain for the Korban Omer can do it for free, even though really because then the Korban Omer has a little bit of a private component, still permissible. But so our mission is also a private component because the wood is coming from private sources, right? So it says Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Ilot said Dibri Akoli. No, it works according to everybody. Ma'apli, when is the machlokas whether a person will have to volunteer on his own? The guvo shel korban, the korban itself. Amachshir korban, but the wood, which is the preparation of the korban. Kol amamoyde, everybody agrees with Mishnah me, korban yachid, korban tzibor. And even if a yachid brought it, so to speak, because a korban yachid could become a korban tzibor, as long as you make sure to give it to the tzibor properly. Tani Isha Shasak Tesavan, similarly, a woman who made a shirt for her son, the Kohen, Tichlim Zaladi, which has to give it over to the community. Confused. I'm Rabbi Yacho, Rabbi Yacho said, Rabbi Yossi must go look Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Ma'afa writes to me, Sai Shamakin, and we can volunteer services so she can volunteer a suit. Rabbi Yossi Shamakin, this said again, Divya Koli, it works for everybody. Ma'apli and Guvish Korm, what's my locus? Whether you can come from private resources or not, only in the body of the korban. Avo b'machshir korban, but tzayir chepers the korban korban almighty. Everywhere agrees. Shumishtani korban yod korban tivur can change status of that personal to that of a public. Says Mar Masdisa, our Mishnah should be Messiah. This following Mishnah is a Messiah as a proof with Rabbi Yossi. It says Osama Yomi nogim boyam mishasa korban. Those days of the korban etzim, they apply both in those korban. There is no korban. Rabbi Yossi Amar ain't nogin mizman korban. No, they're only applied when there is a korban, not afterwards. So here, the cute thing is that Rabbi Yossi holds that there are no rabbanan. Sorry, who argue Rabbi Yossi must hold that that. There no way even shalom b'shasa korban. Second. Oh, okay, so that means a private individual. Where it's Rabbon and Rabbi Yosso over there, not to be confused with Rabbon and Rabbi Yosso over there, not to be confused with our Rabbi Yossi. They argue about now, but Zmana Zeh, after the no basic ministry, still a din of you being exempt from Tachlum, let's say, in your day of your carbonation. So Rabbi Yossi holds you're not. Rabbi Yosso the Tana holds you're not. Rabbon and obviously argued, say you are. How can we exempt from Tachlum? How can you exempt from Maimon if it's
no,
even more than that. If you can't bring Eitzim because you're a private individual. If our whole Mishnah is Sheker Korn Rabbanan, because you can't bring wood because you're a private individual, then the Rabbanan can't argue with Rabbi Yosef. I swear the days apply with Manazeh. Then Rabbanan wouldn't even apply a whole day's Mizmacha based on Mikdash Shayakayim.
But
We said that you could bring private.
So that's only right. We said that the one opinion holds that's only Rabbi Meir says. That's only Rabbi Yossi who says that. Okay. So now it's saying must even be Rabbanan, because it has to be Rabbanan, because Rabbanan are saying that the even Bisman Azeh, that Daisy McGill's tiny, so it must be that when basically this world was there, it worked. Okay. Well, me, I thought furthermore from here. The tiny Rabbi Elizabeth said, the same way that we are from the children of Sana Ben Yomin, who brought their Karmenetim on the 10th day of Av. One day, Chal Tishbov, the Osper Shabbos, Tishbov came on Shabbos, the Dachinos on Matzai Shabbos, the Pushtal the Matzai Shabbos, the Yimisani and people in my Karmenetim group, Bisani V'loim Hashim, we had fast, but we didn't complete the fast because it was our Yontif, it was the Nidcher of Tishbov. Okay, now, getting back to the issue of the people mentioned in Mishnah, Ma'al Gonvei Ali, who are the people who stole Ali's? Ubnei Kotzin, Tzigatil's people who had cut figs. El Bishah, rather, time shows, Sheev, you have in a bad part of this, also, Adorachim, Biravam, put watch guards or watch people on the pathways. Loim Nichem, Yisrael, Loz Yerushalayim, they would not allow you to Amisul to go up to Yerushalayim. So there anybody who was a Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik in that generation, maybe it's Bikurim, he brings Bikurim nonetheless, but no Sotoksal, put it into a basket, and cover it with cut dates, cut figs, and he would take a mortar and pestle, and put it on top, and put the basket on the shoulder, and he took actually the pestle in his hand. They came to Shemagia, but the mission, once he got to the mission, was checking to make sure he wasn't going after Yerushalayim. Chas v'sholim. Hoyam elo, the mission would say, Echana toilach, where are you going? V'omelo, it said to him, Eni olech, elo asos ma'ktios alalu, I'm going to take this pestle, you know, this pounding thing, and take the dates which I have, the figs which I have, and I'm going to pound it, kepus, a kapus achashol dveila, into one large fruit cake, Baliya says should be all the with the pestle which I have in my hand. So they wouldn't suspect them. They're kind of dumb, these guards. They must have been mercenaries. The Kema Chuoiver and Samisha went to pass Mishra Atron. He would decorate his basket. Mazda Yushlaim would take her up to Yushlaim. So that was Monsieur Snevich bringing Kurma up to Yushlaim. Similarly, Mao Omer, what is that God? People are mentioning in the Brisa, but they Salmei HaTutzi, the children of Salmei HaTutzi, were they? El Mel, it means like this, El Komishim is not of Eitim, anybody who wanted to bring wood to base of Mikdash, Gzirim, and blocks, Marocha, for the flame. Hoya Mevi Eitim would bring the wood, Vosel Sokamin Shlovi, and make like rungs, Vosel Sokamin Tzum, and make like a ladder, and they Sok Sefer, and put it on his shoulders. So the Kemishu Magia listened to Mishra once he reached the guard. Hoy Armelo, the guard would say, Lecha Tolich, where you go, Evo Armelo, and he would say, Ain Lecha, of each thing goes also low, I'm only going to bring two chickens back, or hens. Mira Shoya from the dove god, Zeh Shulfonai, which is in front of me, but Suluma Zeh with the ladder, Shao Ksefai, on my shoulders. Came to over also Mishmar. Once he passed away this Mishmar, he would take them apart, meaning he would take apart the ladder. For the wood. Anyway, since the people were moitzed and efforts of the mitzvah, zoch ikno shem tabel, and they got a good name in the world, v'leim oimer, and concerning such people, it says, zecher tzaddik, the commemoration of such a tzaddik is levrocha, is a blessing for the Jewish people. Okay? So they were furtive in their efforts. Chamisha dvorim irisav asenim b'shiva asar b'tamuz. Five things happened to our forefathers, shiva asar b'tamuz. Chamisha tishba, five tishba. B'shiva asar b'tamuz nishtabra luchos, the luchos broke. Uvata atami, the tummy seats being sacrificed. Vuvkoye, the ear where the city was pierced. The siege was successful. V'sarf apostumus to the turn. Apostumus burned to save the Torah. Vam mitzel and beichel and put an idol in the heichel. And Vina Kota Beitar and the last I skipped. the Tishbav, Nixav Tishloik on Tularit. And on Tishbav, they were decreed not to enter Eretz Yisrael in the Midbar, because of the Meragli. The Chorei Be'abaisi Rishon Mashiach, the first and second base of Mishra destroyed. The Nukuda Beitar was destroyed, the capture of Venechrishon here, and the city of Rishlam was plowed under. See, it says, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai, the honor of God rests on Har Sinai, Vayichoso Anon, and the cloud covered it. Sheshet Yomim for 6 days, after Shavuos, Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi, and Moshe was called on the seventh day, Vayah Moshe went out. Shvi, oh no, that, I'm sorry, those 6 days, beginning of Sivan. We have this in the Gemara, in the Bavli, I think, too. Yeah. But for 7 days in Shabbos, for 7 days, seven days from the beginning of Sivan. For 6 days, Am Yisrael and Hashem were together, and the 6 day Torah was given. On the 7th day, Moshe was called up to go up to Shemai. Shishulacha Dibros, 7 day after Dibros, the Chosar Bar was the first day of the 40. Oh, Moshe says, "Our boy, you heard me? I'm up on the mountain for 40 days. I came and Shigi, you and my boy, once I got to 40 days, the boy didn't come back. Yarvar, Yaroki, Moshe, Moshe, Chedus, Minor." They say Moshe is tarrying for coming down from the mountain. He came at Shigia Sheshos once, noon came. The low boy didn't come yet. Immediately, Vayakelu Amel Aaron, the nation come to Aaron. Vayomelov, they said to Aaron, Kuba say, Lord Elohim, make us a God of Shilchumene, which go in front of us for going there. Vayabar Shem Moshe. Moshe said, Lechet Kishikhazamcha, go down because the nation is corrupted. By Shema Yeshua's call Ambreon, and then Yeshua, as he was telling them, heard the people in their negative cries. V'yomah Moshe said to Moshe, "Kol milchama b'machaneh." There's civil war going on. Amar Moshe, Moshe said, "You idiot!" It doesn't say that. I don't think so. This is a special edition. He said, "What?
Why is the Gemara going through this whole story?"
Yeah, really. It's common knowledge. It's not, you'll see. A person is eventually going to lead on 600,000 people. Don't you know? Tell the difference between different voices. It's not the sound of strength. Not the strength of weakness. An afflicting voice I hear. Impoverished voice of sin. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, "Kokilus akum anochi shomer." It's the voice of those who praise God, Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yossi said, "Ein lucha dor, ein dor v'dor is no generation." Very famous quote. Shembo unki achas michet shel ego, which doesn't have 1 ounce of the chet ego in part of their affliction. Okay, vayikah asher korab. Now here it gets different. He got close to the camp. He saw the golden calf and the mechol, the dances. From here we see a person should not judge what he constructs to be true, what he reckons to be true. Rather, Moshe Rabbeinu had to see the egel mecholus. So the Chasam Sofer and the Shai Torah. What?
Presumptions,
right. Don't make estimations or presumptions. So say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him there's an ego, right?
What's that presumption?
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So the Chasam Sofer actually changes the next line. He says, Dorash Moshe Kavachomer. He doesn't change it explicitly, but he says, Moshe made a Kavachomer. He said, and the Chasam Sofer, according to the Chasam Sofer, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Kavachomer. He says, "Uma im pesach shi mitzvah yichidus, pesach mitzvah yichidus, shenamar bo." It says, nevertheless, by it, kol orel lo yochah bo, and no orel nor uncircumcised chiyet. A Torah should call mitzvah klus bo Torah, which is all the mitzvahs in it. Haras kama kama than orel or a mumar in this case should not have the orel here. It says kol orel v'chol mumar by pesach. Here too, their mumar and they should not have the Torah. Okay, now. The Chasam Sofer says that Kosh Baruch Hu didn't want to give it because of the Kavachomer. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, Chasam Sofer said on the bottom, Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, he was Melamed Chus on that. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was Melamed Chus. He wanted to get them out of it. And he said, no, it's not fair. The Sultan made them do it, the devil made them do it, and he wanted to try and bring the Luchos down. When he heard how, and when he heard the kol anos, so he then he could have broken them immediately because the confirmed what Kosh Baruch Hu told him. But he still wanted to make a point of that. A person should not make hasty or unevaluated judgment. So actually, Moshe Rabbeinu tried to be Ma'amid Tzchus and Am Yisrael. That failed, so then it only failed for as far as he was concerned when he got down and he heard the call. No, so until then he was kept on striving to be Ma'amid Tzchus. And the Gemara is going to pick up on that in a moment as well.
Even though Hashem told him.
Yeah, but the Moshe Rabbeinu knew that that just meant it was a smokescreen. It's a test of Moshe Rabbeinu to see if he himself is going to die. So it says, "Vaychar Av Moshe," when he saw what was happening explicitly, he got upset. Vayishlech miyodav v'saluchos, he threw down luchos. Vayishbeiros sontachos, so he broke them underneath the mountain. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu amar lo shishabrein." Hashem told him to break it. Now again, the Chasid Sofer said this, he told him beforehand. He said, go down and break the luchos. Moshe said, no, let's wait. Let's see what's going on. Right? It's interesting here, he brings the Shari Teres, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to teach their Heretz to Amisel, said, listen, if I could ask God to wait to make sure I verify the situation, you can wait till you jump to conclusions before you verify the situation as well. So even Hashem said, break them.
Is that one of the decisions that Moshe made on his own, to break them?
No. That's what it said. No. That's the same language as here. Amar Eloshe Yishar V'Shem Arvachtov Luchot Tzvei V'Shar Yul Luchot Tzvei V'Shar Shibayat, which you broke. Amar Lo, and here it's, this is what you're referring to, the Babli's Tabuch of Gimel. Yof Asish Shishbayat, the game Yashar Korech that he broke. But it's not according to the Chasid Sofer, he told him to break. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want to see for myself. Then after he broke, he said, Yashar Korech that he broke. Hashem Menachem said, "B'shem Yisrael, luchos ha'arkot shisha tvachim. There are six tvachim long, rach v'shlosh and v'shlosh v'tvach, three tvachim wide. But Moshe Tavis Yitzchayim, Moshe held on to two tvachim. But Kosh Baruch Tavchayim, Hashem held on to two tvachim. But Tavchayim rech v'answer, Tavchayim without any grasp in the middle. Came a trust, he saw also Maisa once. Moshe once, the army soldier did that Maisa. Hashem wanted to grab it away from Moshe, but his pasuk in Moshe wanted to take it back. The gavra yodosha Moshe, his hand was stronger. The chot man, he grabbed it from Hashem, so to speak. That's what the pasuk says. Praise him at the end. Teicha says the chol yadach hazokas, great hand. Yod shalom, may there come much peace. Al yoda on the hand, the gavras alei, it should be yaminoi, which overcame the right hand of a Kosh Baruch Hu. So here, the Shari Torah, I think it says, that, let's say the tefach, each one was holding on, was, you know, the Torah was in limbo, but there were two tefachim empty in the middle. He says, that's the tefillah. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu was given, said, Hashem said, enough, don't daven anymore. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, it must be that tefillah does work. So then he davened. So when he davened, it's like he grabbed onto the extra two tefachim. And then he got the rove.
The medrash, the letters got heavy.
It's not a medrash, it's Yerushalmi right here. Tani, it's also a medrash, you're right. Tani Sheri Nechemi Aksav Atzmo Porach. Did I skip? Yeah, I did skip. Yeah, Reuchon Sheri Yosef said by Abai, said, Amalei, Luchos Yiv Vakshon Lifroach. The Luchos themselves want to fly away. But Moshe Tosa, Moshe grabbed them. You'll see again before he decided to go around along and bring them. You'll see that was the luchos. I grabbed this two luchos. Tain shem nechem yaksav atzmo porach. That's what you said. The writing flew away from luchos. Rabbi Ezra, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon said that luchos are masui abayim, so they weigh an astronomical amount, the same like the waters in the mikvah. Vaksav is silver, but the writing bore them. In fact, you can learn that even without this miraculous nature, because the writing pierced the luchos through and through, so it made the luchos lighter, right? Came at Shaparach Aksav, once the light writing flew away, says more further. So again, Moshe Rabbeinu was carrying the luchos, and they dropped because the Aksav fell away. Ubata Tamid, and the Shiloh Sarah Thomas, the Tamid, went see. So Rabbi Sion Shem Rishon Levi said, we made Malchus Yom in the days of the kings of Yodon, and Mishal Shalem Shnei Kupo Shalzov, they dropped two baskets of gold, when they laid siege. This is in fact when there was the civil war between Hyrcanus and Aristobul, his two children from Beis Chashmonoi. So one side would drop to the other side gold. For Yumal and Shtekos, they sent two lambs up for the Korban Tomid. Pamach Hashil Shul Lohem, Shtekubo Shul Zav, once they dropped the gold, Lohem Shtekudoyim, they sent up two goats. The goats are not silver for the Korban Tomid. They have to, Dafka be sheep. Both are sure at that point, Ayer, Kosh Bos and Amish, Luminate, Drives, and Motu Shnei Tloim, Blishkas at Tloim, they found two Tloim, two goats, like in the back corner, two sheep in the back corner of the sheep office for the Korban Tomid. I lost the show in that time. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda ben Abba, that's when Hasidus got founded. Right? Al Tomid Shoshach Shukur Barba shows. They daven late that day because they couldn't find the Tomid Shoshach. Okay, they were lying on that one. So until they found one, it was at all the way at the end of the Zman. Okay? Vorei Levi, Rabbi Levi said, Apimei Malchus Harisho Azos, even in time of the Romans, very famous Maisa, also brought down the Bavli. They give the lower right before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. They lowered two buckets of gold. They gave two sheep. But so one day, the end, they lowered the gold. And they lifted up two pigs. They didn't get halfway up the wall. Till one of the pigs stuck his claws into the wall, the kafas mirror just only jumped out of it, just 40 parcels away. But so sure at that time, Gormu Avonos to Avonos caused this Ubata, Atomid ceased, the Chorav Abayis, the base was destroyed. So from that point on was the beginning of the end, and this is the end.